about the first time I heard your voice. It wiped away my past. And anyone could tell this kind of love has got to last. So ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I wanna ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I wanna ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you, yeah, for being mine. Remembering when I didn't know the Savior, how I wished that he was mine. You know what I did? Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please come inside? Ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I want to ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I want to ta-ta, you Jesus, got to thank. For being mine. Ain't no love in the whole wide world for me but you, you, you. Folks can't understand, Lord, you're making me a So true.
Oh, 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nation's about 1:30 in the AM. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another edition of Gospel Jazz Nation's, where we give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and you know how we do, a little bit of everything else in between. We just finished listening to some music from my main man, Moses Tyson Jr., coming to you from Tennessee. The song entitled Oh Happy Day. Wanted to send that out to Sister Sharon Addison from Spotlight on Gospel. And we kicked off Gospel Jazz Nations this morning with Mr. Kirk Whalum, Tata You Jesus, featuring his brother Kevin Whalum on vocals. And this comes to you from the Gospel According to Jazz Chapter 2. Look out for the Gospel According to Jazz Chapter 3 being released later this year, sometime in the summer, is what Kirk is telling me. And I spoke to him a few days ago. Y'all need to go log on to his brand new website, kirkwhalum.com. Looks fantastic, boy. Doing your thing, partner, so go check that out. Lots to see and do. It's a very interactive website, kirkwhalum.com. 1:31 in the a.m. We're here till about 6 o'clock in the a.m. And I want to welcome this brother back in the studios. JP's in the house.
Hey, what's going on, boy? What's going on?
Welcome back, my man. Good to see you.
Good to be back.
I see you vertical. You're vertical.
Yeah, I'm a little vertical.
All right, man. All right. I know that flu really knocked you out for a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, just knocked me out and just pretty much did what the doctor told me to do. It was nothing but sleep.
Okay.
So somebody said, did you go into the French doors? I said, as much as I wanted to, I didn't. Okay. It was just straight up rest. And thank God that I got enough rest to come back to the airways to talk to the Gospel Jazzation folks and be up here to do what we do.
All right. Sounds good, my man. Don Corey's out today. He called me. He left a message on my cell phone. Providence is going to be heading out early in the morning. They're going to do the Gospel Heritage, and then they're heading out to Ohio. And he said he hadn't even packed yet, so he's been running around all week. Busy,
you know,
man.
Busy, man. Every time they go out, he doesn't ever pack. He packs, like, the last minute.
Yeah. Don't get me started on him.
I don't understand.
Don't get Kevin started either.
Come on, get started.
All right, it's all good. JP's back in the house.
That's right.
This is our last day of fundraising, y'all. You know how we do. You already know the story. I want to thank everyone who has already pledged to this program.
Yes.
Who called the first week. Shout out to Sister Deja Williams for being the first one to pledge to this program out there at Bear Stearns. So shout out to everyone over there. And a lot of people had called in last week. Quite a few people called in last week, said they already sent their pledges in, already pledged to the show, so appreciate y'all as well. Some people pledged online. Unfortunately, I don't have that information privy to me, because only management gets that information, but hopefully those of you who weren't able to call in have pretty much pledged at WFDU.FM to keep this program on the air. And I did get a lot of checks sent to me and handed to me as well. Don't you know there's some school kids that gave me money from Bermuda? Bermuda money, though, but to pledge to this program? First and second graders.
We'll take it.
Yeah, man, I'm talking about. So, I mean, if y'all can't, some of the adults that are out there listening in and some of the artists that are listening in can't pledge $5 to this program, and, you know, you got first graders giving their nickels and pennies to this program, that's a shame. That's a problem. That is a problem.
No, it's not a shame. That's a problem. I text Tony earlier to let him know that I was coming up here tonight.
Okay.
But I have to roll in here on a skateboard.
Yeah, man.
But I'm back.
Yeah, JP's
so back
now.
You guys get your pledges in. Give us a call at 201-692-2012 so we can take your pledges, so we can keep on giving you the best in gospel jazz and everything else that we do up here. Because you're not going to get this on the regular radio, and you're not going to get a program as blessed as this program. So send your pledges in. We don't care how much it is. Just give us a call, 201-692-2012. And we're talking to you artists, too.
That's right. Predominantly you artists.
I said I'm back.
Don't get a JP started now. I want to thank Brother Todd Ledbetter. He sent in his check. He just went ahead and sent in a check, as did Sister Robin Harris. Sister Robin Harris from Baltimore, Maryland. She sent in a second check. She sent in a check last week, JP.
I see.
And she sent in another check this week. So, girl, I thank you so much. So, God bless you. And, you know, you're doing your thing, girl. I can't wait to meet you in person for sure. So she really is believing in this program.
Definitely.
Also got a check from Sister Leslie Kennard from Pinellas Park, Florida.
Thank you, Sister Leslie girl.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you. So these are the peeps who are believing in Gospel Jazzations. And JP, I'm going to be doing some things in the during the year. Hopefully we've raised enough funds to keep Gospel Jazzations on the air for another year. But management, as I said before, will assess all of that after all of the funds come in. So definitely, if you get your pledge packet in the mail, please mail that out, because we want to make sure that the fulfillment is just as high as the pledges as well. Because you can have $20,000 in pledges and only get, you know, $15 in fulfillment. That does not look good at all.
That's not right.
It does not look good at all. So if you can send in those pledges, that's why I was putting a cap at $5. But what we're going to be doing, JP, and I'm sure you'll agree with this one, once your new project comes out and Don's new project comes out, and we want to try and get people to be blessed by that. But when we start doing giveaways, only ones that have pledged to this program will be eligible for those giveaways. All right.
Did y'all hear that?
Okay. So we're still going to be starting something new during the year of 2008. And when we start giving away some things that we're working on behind the scenes, only those who have pledged to the program will be eligible for getting those giveaways. All right. So you want to get on the train, get those giveaways. I think it's only fair because a lot of people have been continually supporting this program throughout the years. So it really isn't fair for someone who's, you know, just laying in the cut in the background to call in and get those giveaways and they haven't even pledged to the program. So we want to just honor those who are continually supporting Gospel Jazz Nations throughout the years. All right. So that's what we're going to be doing. I know that's what Bob Pugnano does. And that brother is raised $20,000 in pledges already. 20 grand.
Come on, gospel people, wake up.
You know what he does, JP? You know what he does? When he does his ticket giveaways to like the Blue Note or BB King's, and people call up, he says, "You pledge to the show?" No, he hangs up on them. I can't do that, man. I can't hang up on somebody like that.
That's why you got me.
Like, wow. I've seen it for myself, man. I can't believe he does that.
Well, I mean, you know, we are blessed people, and by being blessed doesn't mean that we have to be taken advantage either.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the reason why we have this show up here, so you guys can continue to enjoy gospel jazzation up here at WFDU 89.1 FM. Because if you look around, there's no gospel show or gospel station that's doing what we're doing.
That's right.
And if you guys just open up your eyes and open up your ears, a lot of shows are being shut down.
Shut right down, boy.
I don't know if Tone told you guys.
Yeah, but I feel them in.
There is a lot of shows that are shut down. I mean, done. There's nobody filling in the slots. There's no tape or MP3 player rolling or anything. No streaming live shows are shut down. So we need your support up here at WFDU 89.1 at Gospel Jazzations with Brother Tony Smith. And myself and Don Corey's up here holding it down to bring you a good show such as this.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, JP. Appreciate it, man.
I told you I was coming up here.
I know you were, bro. We'll be talking about it a little bit more later in the program, all right? I want to shout out to Sister Liz Black. I was able to listen to her a little bit last night on Gospel Grooves. Her
and
Sister Linda and Sister Denise. So I want to shout the three of them out this morning. And Sister Stacy Wendell, I don't know if she has her ears on this morning.
Hey,
Sister
Stacey.
Mama Maisie Wendell, how you doing, Ma? Yeah. And each and every one of you tuning in this morning. All right, the number is 201-692-2012. Sister Aunt Gwen is on the line, man.
Yes,
Aunt Gwen. All right, I'm gonna pick her up behind the scenes here. But I'm gonna get some brand new music on for you coming from the forthcoming project. The forthcoming project is called The Breath of Life. She's probably the first artist to pledge to this program. I'll give her a quick shout out there in the ATL, Sister Angela Christie. Log on to her website, angelachristie.com. And she is now on MySpace, finally.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
So she's on MySpace. Check her out, myspace.com/AngelaChristie, AngelaChristie. Brand new music. Here's a song entitled Because of Who You Are. This is brand new music, Angela Christie, and she'll be here on Gospel Jazzations in the very near future. Brand new album, The Breath of Life, being released on next week, so y'all go ahead and pick a couple of them up, all right? 201-692-2012, 140 in the AM. My name is Tony Smith with my co-host JP.
That's right.
Right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. Yeah, WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Nation, 146 in the AM. Brand new music from Angela Christie, the song entitled Because of Who You Are, from her forthcoming CD entitled The Breath of Life. Shout out to my Aunt Gwen from Augusta, GA, listening in at Fort Gordon Hospital, along with Sister Regina. It's good speaking with you, Sister Regina. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. She wanted to hear some music from Tone Tone, Rewind, Let's Do It Again CD. It's been a while since we saw each other. And she has the last CD that she had gotten from me was the Christmas CD, JP. So she never did get the Rewind CD. So she wanted to hear some music from that sometime later this morning. She'll be listening in all night. So I'll get some music on for you. All right, Regina, so stay tuned. But we got the West Coast correspondent on the air. What's going on, boy? Brother Kevin
Moore.
What's
going on, fellas? Yes, sir. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, brother?
What's happening?
It's all good, man.
Good to hear your voice once again.
Yes, sir. Actually, I was actually calling in, but I guess since I am on there, I'll just call in. Blessings to everybody out there in Gospel Jazz Nation land. So I was actually calling to talk to you behind the scenes.
Oh, okay.
But I go ahead and give my shout out to the Westchester family, Todd, Nicole, and just Phyllis out there. And Sister Leslie, Cynthia's not in there doing any, she hasn't been in.
No, she's not doing any baking, you know, bringing any cakes or pies, stuff like that.
Sunshine.
You're trying to lose weight up in here.
Y'all must be on a fast. Y'all could be getting nothing to eat for about the last month.
Well, just put it this way. I'm on a 20-pound loss fast. And it ain't the one that the Lord called.
Man, the lost boy.
Yeah.
Don Corey.
Yeah.
He just lost.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Still trying to find his way.
Still trying. Searching. Boy, searching.
Hold on. Kevin said, when did he find out that he was going to these events?
Oh, he already knew. You know how Don is. You know.
Nah, he just found out the night.
There's always that one that just can't seem to get it right. No matter
how always one, right?
How much you try to help them, they just don't get it right.
Exactly. So what's going on with you, man? You want me to talk behind the scenes with you?
Yeah, in a minute. I just want to shout out to... Roland Gresham was in the house on this past weekend.
So
Roland did his thing, man. He's got a nice smooth project out, jazz project out, and Four Horns did their thing, and we was very really inspired because we had a presidential introduction from Tony Smith. You don't know nothing about that, JP.
No, I don't.
Presidential. You ever had the president introduce you? Man, that feels good. Make you
I get the honor real soon.
How did that go over, man?
Man, it went over good, man. They was like, who is that? Where's that coming from? That's the president. Don't worry about it.
The president's in the building.
The president is speaking. With Tony Smith, everybody listen.
Be quiet.
Aunt Gwen. Shout out to Aunt Gwen.
Yes, sir.
A hush came over Jerusalem, right?
Yeah, a hush. Yeah, it was peace be still, Doc.
Nice.
Yes, sir. But yeah, definitely everybody would just last push for those donations. So y'all definitely need to send your pledges in for Gospel Jazzation. And hopefully, you know, perfectly we can get on two time slots, Tony being nighttime and then come back on another day in the daytime.
Got that right, man.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
But we need to raise about $30,000.
Yes, sir.
Get the $120,000. We need $30,000.
I'm telling you, that blues show, man, Bob Pugnano, he's on 2 days. He's on Monday and Wednesday, and he's pulling down $20,000 for pledges for that show.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And there's a salsa show on Saturday from 12 to 4. That's Vicky Solar. She's pulling down about 16, 17 herself.
So you think it's a time slot that makes a difference? Or
it could be. It's a very good possibility. You know, maybe more people would be tuned into this show and would pledge to the show if we were on during the day, but we have to show the numbers are there, you know, during this time
slot. Is there a way to see how many people listen in actually during your time slot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is a way. But, you know, then they don't want to roll over and grab that phone, though.
No. I mean, so what is your average listener per night during the, what you say?
Oh, we got about 10 to 15,000.
10 to 15,000?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if everybody just gave $1.
Just $1.
Right. Really think
just
about
$1.
It. Really think about it. I mean, you don't have to call in and do a long, drawn out conversation with us. If you're just laying in that bed right now, if you could just roll over and call us at 201-692-2012, and for the 10,000 people that are listening to give $1, it'd be a done deal.
Yeah. Send them pennies in that you got up in that jar.
That's it. We'll take them.
You had some kids send it all the way overseas, right? That what you said?
Yes, yeah, sir. All the way from Bermuda, man.
Y'all get up. Send them
pennies. There you go. There you go. No excuse.
No excuse. They'd rather lose the money. Holding the mic.
Oh, man. Y'all got to go back to the old shows to find out. That's an inside joke, y'all.
We ain't saying we're going to give y'all some blessed possum foots and all that. Saying $1.
But we will guarantee to give you the gospel jazzation show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. At its best.
That's right.
At its best. Yeah. So yeah, I'm definitely thinking. Yeah, we need to start pushing that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So man, shout out again, and I'm praying that it's gonna. We don't get the 15,000. We gonna get God's favor, and that might be a little bit better.
There you go, man.
That's it.
Yeah, to keep you on the air. So. yeah, but I'll talk to you behind the scenes right quick.
Okay, Kel.
I'll call back and crack on down later.
Okay.
Let's see where you're going to get that.
He ain't got no job, y'all.
He got a new car. You better look out.
He got a new car?
Yeah, he got a new car,
got a new
man.
Car.
What kind he got? You go.
They still make those?
or is it the company's car?
Company's car.
Hold on, which company?
What company?
That's what I'm talking about. Like Tommy said, he was driving I was in an accident. Good thing I was in the company's car. What company you drive for?
You know what company I work for. See, that boy is asleep. He would be calling in right about now. Y'all better back up off me. But you know what? Sister Winnie Stewart's got his back, man. I'm telling you. That's my girl.
She got his back.
Yeah. That's a good woman. She pledged real good to the program, too, man.
She sure did.
She's a good supporter. Thank you, Sister Winnie, girl.
Thank you, Sister Winnie.
Yeah.
Nah, I still ain't got no job.
You ain't got no job.
The truth still set you free.
That's a classic
song. I don't
song.
Care what you tell us.
Oh, that is so classic, man. Classic. All right, man. Well, I'll talk to you. You want me to talk to you behind the scenes now?
Yes, sir. All right.
I'll put you on the back burner. Let me get some music on, and I'll speak to you for a little bit. All right, bro?
Okay. Bless everybody. All right.
Thanks, Kev. Grab back at me. Yeah, back.
And I'm out.
And he's out. Hold on, brother. 1:55 in the a.m., 5 minutes before the top of the hour of 2 o'clock. This is Gospel Jazzation, WFDU, 89.1 FM. Oh, hey, Kev.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, I got something for you, man. When you hang up, I got a little something in my back pocket for you to listen to in a few minutes, all right?
Okay.
You know how I roll. All right, I'll be right back, man. All right, 1:55 in the a.m. Gospel Jazzations. Let's get some music going from none other than, let's see, who do I have lined up? Terrence Young, the song entitled Praise Him with the Strings, right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Third through sixth verse says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I praise him with the strings.